I do have a question at the end of all this, but one night this past week, I was getting dressed to go see 007. And while I was putting on my makeup, my friend's daughter said to us, "When I grow up, I want to have a job just like Priscilla's. You can wake up whatever time you want, go to bed anytime you want, stay out late, get dressed up fancy everywhere you go," and all of these nice things she was saying. And she says to me, "You live like a rich person." And then for a minute, I was really shocked and then embarrassed. And then I noticed that I have a lot of guilt around this. And I realized that I keep thinking that one day I want to live like that. But here was like the universe holding up a mirror and saying, "Hey, like, you're doing some of this already." And I felt a little confused because everything is not exactly the way I want it. But in many ways, yes, they are. And a part of me feels like I have no right to enjoy this creation because I have lots of zeros on my bank account. And I have a feeling that my guilt about this somehow is not
Now, wait a second.
allowing.
Wait just a moment. You said, because I have a lot of zeros on my bank account. That's not what you meant, is it? But that's what you said.
Well, what I mean is like it's blank, it's empty, it's
Well,
zeros before the point.
but it's what Frank's very wise mother, in her very unique Southern sort of way, would call a Freudian slip.
Oh, okay.
Which we really like because it's a combination of the word fraud and the word Freud.
Okay.
So in other words, it's pointing to, it's a little tiny thing that happened. And look, it's all over your vibration. We're just using this as a way to kind of get in. It's all over your vibration is all cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs over all of this right now. You're pinging here, pinging there, pinging, because what's happening is here you are, there are 11 other people, plus a whole panoply of ghosts, who are here in this conversation, and you are embarrassed to talk about this because you know what is really going on, but if you really admit it, that thing that you don't want to happen will happen, whatever that is. That undefinable, unknown sort of anxiety about what happens, because you really are reacting like a 5-year-old who just realized that when a boy walks up and hands you a flower, it means something extremely significant. And so you're kind of all giggly and blushing and, "I don't know what to do with this. I don't know what to do with this. I don't, I could," because you know immediately what it means. There's no question. The ping-ponging back and forth is like, it's like your grandmother and your grandfather and your great-grandparents and the this and the that and what will the queen think and what will the prime minister and what the president da, da, and back blah, 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 like that. And it has, they're not, they, it's not you, the you that is bringing the question, not you who is capable of asking the question, pay attention to that, not the you that is capable of asking the question, which in and of itself is something that you should really take up a banner and have a little parade down Fifth Avenue about. It's not the you that is capable of asking the question instead of just sweeping it under the rug, because these things happen all the time. You're just now noticing them. And so the thing that we really like is we can come in on your Freudian slip and we can really just say, look at that little thing you did. We know you meant zeros before, although that doesn't really even make any sense in your culture. What you meant was, "I'm not there yet, but you said I am there." In other words, you're catching up with yourself, as our friends Abraham would call it. And it is, it's a little bit like, it's a little bit, if you'll pardon the expression, it's a little bit like knowing it's going to be really good sex tonight. It's a little bit like that. And everything is ready. The moon is full. Everyone is prepared. No one is too drunk. Everything is right. It's all going to happen exactly right. It's that same sort of feeling, isn't it? You
Yeah.
know something really amazing is coming, even though you can't quite put your hands on it.
Yeah.
And we're going to jump out of our old metaphor so as to not get too terribly vulgar.
Yes.
But what we really want you to understand is that the very thing that you were wanting is standing right in front of you saying, "Hello. Hello, I need the voice of a 5-year-old in order to get your attention. Hello, I'm here." One of the things that we like the most among from ghost to ghost to ghost, we love the most, is when someone comes to a conversation with us, and we're not saying this is a right thing or a wrong thing, but we like what happens when this does occur. We like it when you come and you ask us a question and you say, the this, and we say, well, that. And we give you a nice healthy dose of contrast, and we give you some of this, and we give you some of that, and we mix it all together in our wonderful ghostly brew, and it's all very delicious. We love it when you take that and you are unsatisfied with it, and you come back and you say, well, wait a second, this is what you said. We love that. But we also love it when someone comes to us and says, that was it. And years from now, they'll think in the back of their mind, you know, I think this may have all started when I had that kind of weird conversation with that strange sort of that fellow and the ghosts and I don't know, and I can't remember quite exactly what it was, but I sort of think that's where this started, but I'm not quite sure. Or maybe that's where it all coalesced. That's where it all got clear. But I have no interest in going back and talking to them or finding out or listening to the recording or anything like that. I have no interest in that. I'm just kind of musing as I'm looking at my fabulous life and realizing, oh yeah, that's where I finally decided to allow it to happen. And that's where you are. Now, we're not saying don't come back and talk to us. Come and talk to us as often as you wish. Mm-hmm. But the thing that we're trying to say here is that's it. You're standing right in the middle of it. And look, right now it takes a 5-year-old child, or however old the child is, to come to you and say, look, this is who you are. And the wonderful thing about that is that there's no one in your life who could say it more simply. Because all the adults in your life are all equally concerned about what the queen will think when you do this. Or whatever that authority figure is that's out there that's going to be judgmental and frowning and not quite sure, and are you ready and are you real and did you actually deserve to do this and did you all do all the hard work that's required and all that. What this child said to you was, you're playing, you're rich, you have the life that I want. That child is you talking to you. Pay attention. Pay attention not from the place of, well, gee, wouldn't it be nice? Pay attention from, I think an angel just came down and talked to me. Because that is literally what happened. That angelic part of you finally got through.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things you might want to notice is, if you're interested in the conditions that brought this about, is that it finally got through because everybody was lined up with what they were wanting. You've been waiting to see this movie. And it wasn't just the movie, but we'll go back to the metaphor that we walked away from, because that was part of it, was it not?
Yes.
You were looking forward to the shirts being removed and the close-ups and all that sort of thing. So that's very nice. That's alignment. In your culture, it sounds like we're being vulgar, but we're not. It's just the same thing as if we were to say, you knew there was a delicious ice cream sundae at the end of that meal. You knew that if you went to the beach, the water was going to be warm. You knew that if you got on the airplane, you were going to go up in the air and you were going to fly fast and get there quickly. It's the same sort of thing. It's all the same. It's all alignment. You knew that the actions you were taking were in perfect alignment with your desires, and that meant that all sorts of things began to come through. And the interesting thing is that the contrast that arose immediately, didn't take you minutes or hours or days to notice. It happened immediately. Is another indication of right where you are in relationship to this idea. You're not mulling over the contrast. You're not thinking, well, I wonder what that meant. You knew exactly what she was saying to you, and you knew exactly the thoughts that came up as they came up, and you saw them exactly for what they were. And yes, then you went over to the edge of the schoolyard and kind of giggled a little bit while looking at your flower kind of secretly, thinking, I know what this means. And nobody else really does, but I know what this means. Do you understand all of that?
Yes, I do.
So So have we answered your question?
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
And we thank you very much for all that you brought to the table here. Very delicious indeed.